Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo this morning, speaking to the media. It's Christian Arcan. It's Andy Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons. Nice to have you with us here today. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you'd like to chime in on anything we've talked about, we've hit all four teams so far today. Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics. The Patriots taking on the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Listen to WEEI Football Sunday morning, 10 to 1 with myself. Andy will be jumping in there as well. Fitzy, Tommy Curran, the whole gang. Mego, Shime, it's a murderer's row of Patriots takes there for those 3 hours leading into the game. Interesting thing right there from
Gerard
Mayo.
Don't forget the Six Rings postgame show.
And of course, the Six Rings postgame show, of course.
Jesus.
No Fitzy this weekend, right?
That's right. No Fitzy, no problem. More objective. We'll actually have a good show.
No shirt, no shoes, no Fitzy, no problem.
That's right.
There it is. All right, so that's all coming up this weekend. A lot of Patriots talk. Don't miss any of it. And you may want to miss that thing that Gerard Mayo just said, because it's pretty interesting how, we don't want to do any design runs. You don't? Have you not noticed that that's the only part of your offense that works is when Drake May takes off and runs? And I understand not wanting to purposefully have him run that much, because he hasn't been running that much purposefully. They're not calling for him to do that. He's doing that because he has to. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, if you look at the roster, that's really the only effective thing they have in the entire repertoire, in the entire bag of offensive plays. The pocket breaking down and Drake May taking off is usually when they get their chunk plays. It's that, it's Marcus Jones punt returns, and it's not really all that much else. I'm starting to lose my voice here, excuse me. Oh. But that's interesting. Why not? Why not design a run or two? Isn't that better than him having to take off when the pocket breaks down and running for his life? Isn't that a little bit more controlled, a little bit more on your terms that he's running? Like, it seems like a better situation than what they've been doing.
I could not disagree more, because I've seen them try to design runs for Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson,
point, yeah.
And those don't work.
It's true.
So I actually think he benefits if you can get three or four defenders running downfield with receivers and then it breaks down. Gives him a better numbers game. Gives him, now I maybe only have to beat six guys by myself or five guys by myself. And I would say, I think he's more in control in a weird way when he's dropping back to pass. He's kind of scanning the field. He has everything, and I trust his athleticism and his decision-making for the most part as a runner, as an athlete, as a competitor. And if you design runs, you're designing hits. And I think that's what Gerard was indicating. And I would ask you, as well as Evan Lazar, why would I design runs? To what end? Are we trying to win games? Are we trying to, like... You know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to win games.
Yeah, we're trying to win games. I mean, we're trying to score points. We're trying to pick up first downs. We're trying, right? Like, I mean, usually when I think of a design QB run, I think of short yardage and trying to pick up the first down. And they don't do that. And they, you know, like, I just sort of, that's what I think of generally when I think of design runs. And they don't have to be for big chunk plays. I'm not expecting that. But that's not, I don't think that should be out of the question.
So if you wanted to tell me in that situation, for example, in the preseason, remember when they had the goal line designed, it was a little read option, boom, and he walked right in,
right.
A little finger roll or something, didn't get hit at all, I don't believe. If you want to tell me some of those, okay, in certain situations on the goal line where you're telling him, listen, if the D end doesn't crash, give the ball. Like, you know, a 10% chance you're keeping it here, 90% chance you're giving it to Ramondre. Situations like that, I'm fine with. But as AVP sort of articulated 2 weeks ago talking about this topic, we know he's going to have to scramble 8 to 10 times a game because we're going to throw it 20 to 30 times, and we know we're basically a 50% pressure team. And half of those he's going to have to run for his life because it wasn't just him. Jacoby Brissett, who's not a runner, was doing it all season long early in the year. So they have accepted the fact that they can't pass protect, and I appreciate that. A man needs to know his weaknesses, right? The first step towards fixing a problem is acknowledging you have it.
Sure.
And they've acknowledged that they can't pass protect. So therefore, now you mix in these designed runs, you're just increasing the hits. And I don't see the end game in it. As I've said, in a year, maybe two, somewhere in the next, in the 2025, 2026 seasons where you're trying to win games and every game matters and you could be a wild card team by one game and one play and one score, one first down, whatever, then everything's on the table. Then I'm doing that. And also, hopefully by then, I have a better offensive line. My scheme is working better because they don't, they don't have anything that's working well. You articulated that perfectly. Him running is pretty much the only thing they have that works well. But I think you could, you know, go to that well one too many times and then really regret it. So the ones that come naturally, fluidly, in the course of the game on rushes, I mean, on pass plays, I like because, as I said, I think that takes some of the defenders out of the mix and it allows him to control it a little more on the edges, get out of bounds, slide, not slide, dive, the various things he's done. So I actually, this may be the one area where I kind of agree with Mayo and Alex Van Pelt and the way they're handling things.
No design runs. He ran eight times last week for 95 yards. The week before that, it was three runs for 46 yards, three for 18, five for 38 against Houston, two for 12 against the Jets. The three for 18 was against Jacksonville, and that's it. He has 21 rushes, 209 yards. That's 10 yards a rush, a touchdown. His longest was 26 yards. I guess the point is, that's sort of a nebulous term, it's the Bears this weekend, if other defenses start getting the tape on Drake May, and the Patriots offense in general, it's so one-dimensional. It's so one-dimensional that if you take that away, and it's not even something that they set out to do, but if you take it away, if you have someone spying the quarterback and make sure he can't get out of the pocket and run like that, then you limit the offense. I think that, at the very least, designing a run or two, I don't know. I mean, he's so good at it that it makes me think, you know, try it, right? Like, he's good. He's better than as good as most of the quarterbacks at taking off and running in the league right now. And since he started, we went over these stats yesterday. Since he started his first game, he's rushed for more yards than anyone. So, you know, like, that to me, that means something. That means you might have something here. You might have a weapon for your offense that you don't necessarily want to overuse. I agree with you because you don't want to beat the kid up too much. But if it's something that can help you win games or at least transform this offense a little bit, I don't know. I just don't have a problem with it.
I take Drake's mentality, though. Prove to me that you can get the ball to Ramondre and let him run the ball a little bit, and then maybe we'll start adding Drake May runs. And they haven't done that. They need to prove. And also, I don't want him just running because that's the other thing. So, okay, eight scrambles, five designed runs. We're up to 13, 14 plays. Mm-hmm. Usually, what do you have, 60 plays in a game?
Right.
So now a quarter of our plays are just him running. I want him throwing. I want him. What did he say? Was that this week where he said, I want to be a passer?
Yes.
I want to be a passer in this league.
That's what got me thinking about all this in the first place. And then hearing that, it's like, okay, well, I guess they want him to be a passer too. And he should be. I mean, he should be a pass first quarterback. But that doesn't mean you can't design a run or two here and there. It's just
He's so good. It comes naturally. The running comes naturally to him. The athlete comes naturally to him. What I think doesn't come naturally necessarily, I don't want to just say to him, but to this team right now, is the passing game. And that's where I want him to evolve. That's where I want the team to evolve. And I go back to what end? I'm not actually trying to win games. I'm not in, oh, we got to have it plays kind of. Okay, there's no got to have it plays. I mean, I guess if you wanted to go for two, a two-point play. If you want to tell me their best two-point play might be some zone read or something with Drake May, and you feel like there's a ton of value winning this game, this is going to catapult us emotionally and keep the culture together, maybe that's a situation where I'd allow for it. But other than that, I want them to prove they can block so Ramondre Stevenson can run, and I want them to prove they can throw the ball with Drake May, and hell, maybe that'll even set up some play-action passing and some other things off that if you start to combine all those factors together. So be a better offense. Don't just rely on your young stud rookie QB, because I think that's where you get in trouble. You run him into the ground.
You might be right about that. I just think at this point in the season, we know what this offense is. I don't think there's any surprises. I think we see it, and you might as well start trying to mine for what works. Steve is in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
How are you guys?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The last time I called, you lectured me after I hung up about the way teams in the NFL build their offensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, I might be like Bill Belichick. I might be a dinosaur. Yep. The league must have passed me by. So I thought I'd do a little homework.
Okay.
And I looked at the AFC East, and I found out that there's one team with a first-round pick, and I wouldn't even call him a first-round pick. That's Tyron Smith from the New York Jets, who was a first-round pick like a long time ago. And they just picked him up this year. So
there's a time limit on being a first-round pick? That's interesting.
Expires.
Well, he played with the Dallas Cowboys for 13 years. Then they picked him up. I consider him a free agent.
Okay, but he had to be drafted by the team, Steve. I didn't say the team had to draft him. I said he had to be a first-round pick. He was a top 10 pick.
All right, that's not going to hurt my point. There's the entire AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's one legit, as you envisioned when you said it to me, Ronnie Staley of the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
First round pick sixth. We have 684, 263, 19. These are the draft they were picked. So I'll do the math for you. With your phony first round pick at the New York Jets, the guy that was 14 years for another team, that average draft pick of those eight teams is 80. Taking him out and giving him the phony at Tyron Smith, who played 13 years for somebody else and then got picked up for short money.
So eight teams out of the 32, and you think that makes your point, and one of them is an actual first-round pick? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
no, there's
really
actually two. There's one. Well, you got an average of 80. The rest of them are sixth round, second round. How about Buffalo Bills, second round pick, 63rd in the draft? How about the other successful team in the league, the Kansas City Chiefs? They've got a guy, third round pick, 93, and they got
so
a guy waiting behind them who was picked around when one of our guys was picked.
Okay, so fine, but for the most part, in general, Steve, the majority of these left tackles, and a lot of them have gotten hurt this year, by the way, too. Like, Darrisaw got hurt.
Right.
A bunch of guys are out, so I don't know. I'll go back and check, and we can go through this thing with a fine-tooth comb. But when making my arguments about how to build an offensive line in the offseason, I went down each roster, and most of them, majority of them, were first-round picks. And either way, if you're going to say Tyron Smith doesn't count because he was drafted in the first round by another team, then this doesn't really, we can't really have a conversation, can we? The first round pick doesn't count because it was 13 years ago. Was it a first round pick or not? Like, come on. That's the point. Like, it's a high priority position. Same with wide receiver and quarterback and, you know, corners and things like that. It's a very edge rushers. Like, this is at the top of the line. A lot of times, that's what you end up having to do, and that's what teams do. And there's usually a tackle that goes in the top 10. He ends up being a starter, and that's how it is. It's not every single team, but it's a lot of them. That's all. That's the point I was making. And I think that if the Patriots want to be serious about it, they have to stop dinking around like they're doing right now and like they've been doing for a few years here. Like, this is serious. You have a rookie quarterback, someone that you want to protect, and you haven't really put in the capital or anything to do that. You've drafted and signed a bunch of right tackles, and they all can't play. So it's like, you know, Steve, we can do it your way. I mean, that's what they're doing right now. How's it going?
Well, and I'll leave the door open because at least in New England, they've had success with second-round picks. Matt Light was a second-round pick. Sebastian Vollmer was a second-round pick. They didn't even do that this year.
Right.
It was the third round, right? They went with Wallace and then Laydon Robinson in the fourth round were the linemen. They took Polk in the second round. I didn't really get his total call. I missed some of the numbers.
He was trying to say that the tackles don't go in the first round.
These are like the people that told me quarterbacks don't go in the first round. Like during draft, well, you know, more quarterbacks. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you can find numbers and examples to do anything. Yes, the greatest of all time went in the sixth round, the 199th pick. But the reality is, if you're going to take a shot at a quarterback, most of the time you take a shot at a quarterback, not only in the first round, but at the top of the first round. And tackle has become similar. I don't know it's quite as weighted as high, because I do feel like there's been a number of tackles drafted even through like the early 20s, like 21, 22, 23 in that area. But most good tackles are come in the first round. Like, did he say the Bengals? Didn't they take a guy in the first round this year? Didn't they take Mims, the kid out of Georgia?
I think so. And Orlando Brown, I mean, he was a third round pick, I guess, but he was a hot free agent that they had to spend a ton of money on. So, like, you know, Patriots aren't doing any of that stuff. They're not drafting and they're not spending money on the guys who break out. So, you know, you tell me. Listen, you can keep doing it. Keep doing it this way. Keep doing it this way and see how that works out. It's going great so far.
Is that what Steve is advocating for? He wants them to continue to basement, like go bottom of the basement, like day two picks? And is that how he's desirous of putting together this offense?
I don't know. I think he just wanted to yell at me and so to show me the great research that he did. I think that's what that call was all about.
He was throwing a lot of numbers and averages at me.
I know. That's always makes for good radio. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. After the break, we will come back with some midseason awards. Who is the midseason MVP, offensive player of the year, all that stuff for the NFL and for the Patriots? We're going to do the Patriots too?
Ooh.
Or do you want to just do the league?
We have a little breaking news.
Oh, do we?
Mild breaking news?
Hit the mild breaking news.
Sounder or no?
Yeah, go Sounder. Let's go Sounder.
Let's go big.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, hit it, Andy.
According to Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport at Rap Sheet on Twitter, Patriots claimed pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue, formerly of the Ravens, and if this was like 6 years ago, this might have been exciting.
Yeah.
But he's a named pass rusher.
He is. He's a name that you see on all those free agency lists, and you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember him, and then no one signs him.
Nope. Yeah, his best days are way, 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 way behind him. But we wanted something, right? We talked about they did nothing at the trade deadline to even add to the depth or the bottom part of the roster. You got a name player formerly of the Ravens, multiple times of the Ravens, right? Wasn't he on the Ravens, left, and then came back to the Ravens?
Yes. So here it is. Ngakoue started his career in 2016 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's only 29. I feel like he's been around the league a long time. He's only 29. He was taken in the third round in 2016 by the Jaguars, played there until 2020 when he was traded to the Vikings for a second-round pick. He then was traded to the Ravens for a third and a conditional fifth. He was pretty good with them, I think. He had two sacks in the against Gardner Minshew, blah, 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 blah. Vegas Raiders, he signed a free agent deal with them in 2021. He was traded to the Colts for Rakyah Sin. He then signed with the Bears, a one-year deal, started 13 games, and then signed with the Baltimore Ravens practice squad this past year, elevated to the active roster in week six. He was signed to the active roster on the 15th and just got waived yesterday. So there you go. Yannick Ngakoue, the latest Patriots pass rusher. And, yeah, it's something. I mean, he's done something, sure.
It's not nothing.
I'm looking up the numbers here. Let's see. Last year,
he's hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, he definitely is. Last year with the Bears, he had four sacks in 13 games. Year before that with the Colts, he had 9.5 sacks in 15 games. So I mean,
okay.
Not the least. I don't know if he's the least productive pass rusher on this team. Like, right? I don't. It's, yeah. We'll see.
So he's Josh Uche.
Yeah,
he
right.
Replaces Josh Uche, sort of a disappointing but capable and has put up sacks in the past kind of pass rusher.
Should we be concerned that he's been traded so much? I mean, he was a productive player early in his career. He's been traded a million times.
There certainly seems to be some baggage there, right?
Right. I don't know
I
what
think
it is.
He had
but,
a
yeah.
bad contract dispute with somebody. I feel like okay. I read that. I feel like he was a Pro Football Talk kind of like update guy at one point where you were getting things, how he was handling his business. But he's hanging on by a thread. That's the reality.
Okay, well, there you go. A little breaking news. Yannick Ngakoue here with the Patriots now after signing, after being waived, I should say, by the Baltimore Ravens in his second stint with them. For more on that, here is Stiz with What's Trending.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.